Welcome to the Money Over 50 podcast, brought to you by Michael and Ali from Money Over 50 Financial Advisors. This information is general in nature and does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Therefore, you should consider whether the information is appropriate for you and your personal circumstances. If you require personal advice, please contact Money Over 50 Financial Advisors. Here are your hosts, Michael and Ali.
Welcome to the Money Over 50 podcast with myself, Ali. Today, I'm going to talk about when you are able to access your superannuation. So, obviously, anything sort of retirement planning, a lot of our ideas come to trying to put money into that superannuation environment, particularly because of the low tax implications there. So, once, of course, you're in that accumulation phase and your money's, your investments inside are getting earnings, that's typically taxed at 15%. Now, the good thing is once you get that account-based pension, so you meet a condition of release, and I'll go into a bit of detail about those, you can put it in what's called a account-based pension or a superannuation income stream, and essentially any of that, those investment earnings inside and any income you draw are completely tax-free. But that's all well and good, but first we need to learn, I guess, how we can meet those conditions of release and essentially gain access to our superannuation. Because of course the big thing is, especially when you're younger, it is hard to put as much money into superannuation as you can, when of course you can't have access to that because we all know unexpected costs and all sorts of things pop up. So a lot of time we need that money, but as you get closer and closer to retirement, it begins to make a lot more sense to put that in that environment and have it working as hard as possible while paying as little tax as possible as well. So to start off, I'm going to discuss some conditions of release. And first, I'll talk about conditions to meet, basically to open the full account-based pension. And in the end, I'll discuss as well a transition to retirement pension as well. So they're slightly different, but the main thing is that we can gain access to those funds. So when can you access your superannuation? Again, you want to meet a condition of release. So there are a few there that we can talk about, and I'll begin with one of the first ones. So first one is, of course, meeting your preservation age and not intending to work in the future. So For this one now, your preservation age, this is completely dependent on when you were born. So once upon a time, people were able to access their super from age 55, having met their preservation age. But now the current age has increased, so they've slowly been getting that age up to the age 60 mark. And from 1st of July 2024, The preservation age will be age 60 for most people who haven't already met their condition their preservation age. So basically what you want to do is you meet your preservation age, you're no longer working, and you do not intend to work in the future. So the key here is you do not intend to. So things might change in the future where eventually you might pick up work a few years down the track, or whatever that sort of looks like. But essentially, you've retired, you've met your preservation age, and you, in your mind, you're not planning to go back to work. Essentially, you've met a condition of release. So you can gain access to an account-based pension. And if you're over age 60 when you met this condition of release, all income that you draw will be completely tax-free. Now, for those who had met it a bit younger, met their preservation age a bit younger, if you're under age 60, anything, so we've discussed the tax components inside superannuation, but any of the taxable components of that income, when you essentially draw an income, you'll pay tax on the portion that is taxable, and that will come with a 15% tax offset as well. So that is the first one. So just to recap on that, essentially, you've met your preservation age, you've retired, and you do not intend to return to work. The second one is once you reach age 60, and with this one, you essentially got to cease an employment arrangement. So if you were to leave your job and go to a different role or potentially just stop work altogether from age 60, you essentially meet a condition of release right there. And the good thing is you're already over that age 60 mark. You move that in the account-based pension, 0% tax on the investment earnings, and any income that you draw will be completely tax-free. So for a lot of people, though, once you're around that age 60 mark, you might not actually be looking to fully retire, and you could potentially just be finishing up your full-time work or whatever your main career was for the last part of your life, your working life, sorry, and essentially you could possibly be just taking a break or potentially moving to an easier role, something that you'd enjoy and could do for a lot longer. But all you have to do is essentially end that job, that employment arrangement, and then you've met that condition of release. So for some people, you might not actually need that income to supplement any sort of income that you get from the account-based pension. However, it's still potentially a good idea to move it into that account-based pension simply because you get the 0% tax on those investment earnings. So it's a 15% tax saving on those earnings. So that could be a huge difference down the track. And what some people tend to do, even if they're still earning an income and more than enough to supply their living needs, potentially you could set it up to just have maybe one-off payments to meet the minimum requirements. So of course, inside account-based pension, there's minimum amounts that you need to draw. And say you're age 60, that amount is 4% of the account balance. And as you get older, that percentage will increase over time as well. But essentially, you could just draw that as lump sums at a particular time of the year. Say, for example, if you were to draw it maybe a couple of months before the end of financial year, you could use that lump sum to essentially fund contributions and still maximize your concessional contributions cap if necessary, or even use those funds to fund a holiday or something like that as well. So you might not necessarily need the income. However, it still might be a good idea to move it into that account-based pension just to get those tax savings as well. Now, the other main condition of release, and this is a sort of a blanket rule, this one. So once you reach age 65, you automatically meet that condition of release. So you can access all your super, you can move it into account-based pension, and again get those tax savings on the earnings and potentially draw a tax-free income as well. So those are the three main ones when it comes to meeting those full conditions of release. Of course, there's other conditions as well, such as if you were to be TPI or go through severe financial hardship. Those are sort of worked out on a case-by-case basis, but there are other ways to potentially access that super early if it's required and needed as well. So the other one, so those are three main ones when we're talking about getting that full conditional release and opening the account-based pension. Now, I mentioned that there's also something known as a transition to retirement pension. So this one is handy as well and might be useful for some people. It just works a little bit differently. But you can still work out some pretty good strategies when opening a transition to retirement pension as well. So essentially for this one, what you need to do is... Actually, before I tell you what to do, I'll discuss what a transition to retirement pension does and how it's slightly different from an account-based pension. So essentially, the rule, the way it's set up, it's sort of the same where you get an account where you can't make contributions into it. However, you can draw potentially draw an income or lump sum amounts from this account. And the main difference, however, is when it comes to the earnings inside the transition to retirement pension, you're still taxed that 15% on earnings, similar to an accumulation account or your regular super account, rather than getting the completely tax-free benefit that you get with the account-based pension. However, it still can be useful, and there are strategies where this can still come in handy, particularly when it comes to contributions, or if you were to just reduce your workload in your current role, work on a part-time basis, you can use this to supplement any of that lost income and draw that amount out to, I guess, top that income up, so you're not having too much of a change to your current lifestyle. And even though you get taxed on those earnings, the income you draw will, if you're over the age of 60, the income that you draw will be completely tax-free. Again, if you draw it, if you met that preservation age before, there will be a, you will pay tax on the taxable portion of that income with that 15% tax offset. So again, what this is useful for is potentially just supplementing any lost income, making sure that lifestyle stays quite the same. Another sort of strategy is if you have basically, if you're basically getting your living needs from your income at that stage and you do not need to accumulate too much more via external contributions, you just, you're in a sort of good position. Essentially, you could still just use that money to, or use that account to pull money out of the transition to retirement pension and recontribute it back into your superannuation accumulation account, and again claim that as a tax deduction and potentially, you know, get those tax savings as well, similar to you would in any sort of contribution strategy as well, or concessional contribution strategy as well. So it allows you to just get a bit of extra cash for potentially supplementing income or amounts to, you know, still work on getting those tax savings from contributions, or even drawing a lump sum out to basically fund any unexpected expenses or unforeseen expenses as well. Now, another key difference here with the transition to retirement pension is you still abide by the same minimum pension draw as you would with a normal account-based pension account. However, with this, there is a maximum. So with the account-based pension, you're not limited to how much you can draw out. So you can draw the whole thing out if you want. With the transition to retirement, it's capped at 10%. So you can't draw any more than that out, 10% of that account. Now, potentially there might be times where you who knows what happens, but potentially you might close that account and then you've drawn their minimums out before, and then for some reason you needed to open another one, and again you might be able to draw the minimums of that account there. So you might be able to get a bit more out, but essentially the main rule is you can only get up to 10% out of that account. So a little bit different. Main ones are the maximum amount that you can draw from the account and those that 15% tax on earnings. But again, it can still be a very useful strategy and might suit you as well. But of course, the main goal is to eventually get that money into that 0% taxed account-based pension account. And whether or not you need the income, it might still be suitable to open that just to get that those tax savings. So basically, those are the main ones. I'll run over them really quickly again, just so you've got them with you. So for the full condition of release, the main ones you want is you meet your preservation age and you're no longer working, you're retired, and you do not intend to return to work. Second one is meet age 60, attain the age of 60, and cease an employment arrangement, so leave your employer, and then you've met a condition of release. Then the other one, other main one, is age 65. You get instant access there as well. And sorry guys, the phone on my laptop just happened to be going off. Ignore that. Now, the other ones, of course, you can get early access depending on financial hardships or you know, TPI, whatever that sort of looks like. And then, of course, the transition to retirement pension. Once you've reached your preservation age, you can open that up as well and potentially use that for certain strategies if it's suitable. See you later.
Thank you for listening to the Money Over 50 podcast with Money Over 50 Financial Advisors. For more information and resources, visit the Money Over 50 website, mo50.com.au. We look forward to catching up again soon.